our effort and our concern really is not the effort and concern of a person that really believes in Jannah and a person that knows about Jahannam. If a person really knows what Jannah is about and what a terrible abode Jahannam is, his efforts, his concern, his lifestyle will be totally different. And I'm addressing myself and all that are present. We are all on one boat. The Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by his one signal, Allah Rabbul Izzat can turn the mountains of Uhud into gold. By his one signal, Allah Rabbul Izzat could turn the mountains of Uhud into gold. But he preferred to live a life of hunger, live a life of struggle. You have children. Think about it. You have children. And a father is very, very close to his daughter. Very, very close to his daughter. If your daughter comes to you knocking on your door, and she says, "Oh father, your progeny, meaning myself, and your grandsons and granddaughters have not eaten for the last 3-4 days. And I know for a fact that you have something at home. Can you grant it to me?" What will be my reply? What will be your reply? Immediately we will respond, and we will give whatever we have to our daughter that is our blood, to our grandsons that we even love more than our own biological son and daughter. Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she knocks on the door of the Prophet. And this is a Prophet of Allah that can turn the mountains of Uhud into gold. This is the life of that person that knows what is Jannah and what is Jahannam. Shahawat and Makari could not deceive him. He knew it was an optical illusion. He knows that this dunya is a deception. Mata'ul ghurur. It contains items that are placed in this world for deception. The daughter knocks on the door. Not a normal daughter, the daughter of the Prophet that has heard the glad tidings, فَاطِمَةُ بِضْعَةٌ مِّنِّي. Urdu mein kehte na, ke mera lakht jigar, lakht jigar. Suna ye lafaz, mera lakht jigar. That Fatima is a part of me, a part of me. She's the lady that is honored. When she used to knock on the door and enter, the Prophet of Allah used to stand to honor Fatima. Stand to honor Fatima. And used to leave his spot, and used to make Fatima sit on that cloth that used to be the host to the sitting of the Prophet a few moments ago. Used to kiss the forehead of Hazrat Fatima. So much love that he had. And said that you are the queen of ladies in paradise. Fatimatu Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. You are the queen of ladies in paradise. That queen of paradise that we cannot imagine the beauty of Jannah. She knocks on the door and she says, "Oh Prophet of Allah, my sons, your grandsons, your daughter, Fatimatu Bid'atu Minni, has no food at home. We are starving, we are struggling." So the Prophet of Allah, couldn't he give something? When Fatima says, "I know that you have received 5 goats a few days ago," Prophet of Allah did not give the goats. Did not. He said, shouldn't I give you something else? Think about it. Couldn't she say that, "Oh Prophet of Allah, you can give me that as well and give me this too"? But she did not. She understood the mizaj, the temperament, the nature of the Prophet of Allah, the mizaj. She said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, I am satisfied if you give me what you want. So the Prophet of Allah taught her a few words of dhikr and said, remain on these words of dhikr. Don't worry about the goats. And she returns back, empty-handed, facing the hunger of the children that are waiting at home. This is the life of those people that knew the reality of this dunya and the reality of akhirah. That's why if we try to place our life in the life of the Prophet or our life in the life of the Sahaba, there is a great, huge gap. Massive gap. Because the reality of this has to sink into the heart. The reality has to sink into the heart. That's why the Prophet of Allah has opened the life of Akhirah in detail. Allah has opened through the Prophet the moments, the final moments that you and me will experience in this dunya and what can happen at that time. What can happen at that time? If a person is not deceived by the makari, adversities, is not deceived by shahawat, carnal desires, at that time, just think about it, contemplate, visualize, place yourself in that person's spot. Suddenly, he was seeing his mother, he was seeing his father. He was seeing all those that he lived his moments and all his life. And suddenly they disappear. They are present, but they disappear. They are all around him. He knows that for a fact, but these eyes cannot see now. It has disappeared. And he looks above, and he sees a line of angels. Thousands of angels that are beyond his vision. And they are standing in a line as if a president enters a new country. A president of another country comes to visit Australia. There are lines on the right and lines on the left of people to honor him. So there will be lines of angels. And suddenly he looks towards his right and he sees Malakul Maut sitting there. Sitting there. And he will say, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. O reassured soul. Irji'i ila rabbik. Turn towards your Lord. Radiyatan marziya. Well pleased and pleasing to him. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. And enter amongst my righteous servants. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّةِ And enter my Jannah. This is what he will hear at that time of departure, when everything starts to disappear, and that was concealed is revealed to him. Then this angel will say, release your soul. Release your soul from this conveyance that is known as the jasad, the human body. Release it. And allow this soul to travel towards the rida, the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. There is no episode that will make you fearful in the future. And you should not be saddened for that which you have left behind. No. What you are going towards is much greater than what you have left behind. So release this soul from this conveyance, the body, and start to travel towards the rida of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the soul of that human being, that noble soul, comes out of this human conveyance as water drips from a canister. So if you tilt the jug of water, the water will drop with ease. So that soul comes out of the human body. No pain, no struggle. And he has been reassured that he has succeeded. And whatever takes place in the future, whatever episode, the episode in the qabr, the episode of Hisab Kitab, the episode of Akhirah, لا خوف, do not fear it. You have succeeded.